Big tech employees score a big win in Washington. From American Public Media, this is Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. The non-compete clause is dead, and American tech workers are poised to benefit from the Federal Trade Commission's new crackdown on the agreements, which prevent employees from immediately working for competitors. Then, Tesla's profits have, pick your favorite car pun here, crashed 55%, are no longer in overdrive. So many to choose from. As electric vehicle sales sputter, we ask, why are more players speeding into the space? Okay, I think we're done with the puns now. But first, TikTok's top executive was defiant after the passage of a massive aid package that included a directive to the company. Sell to a U.S. buyer or get banned. Here's what CEO Shaozi Chu had to say.
Rest assured, we aren't going anywhere. We are confident and we will keep fighting for your rights in the courts. The facts and the Constitution are on our side, and we expect to prevail again.
Parent company ByteDance has 9 months to comply, although the president could extend it to a year. Wired senior writer Paresh Dave says TikTok is expected to sue.
They can sort of copy-paste from their lawsuit that they battled in Montana, where Montana tried to ban it, and they made sort of these free speech arguments on behalf of users in the company before.
Yeah, I mean, let's talk about some of the reaction coming in, including what you just mentioned about the free speech argument. On one side, you have a lot of lawmakers saying TikTok has become this propaganda machine for the Chinese government, as well as a data collection service for them. On the other, there are organizations like the ACLU, which said on X this week, quote, "We'll keep saying it. This ban directly violates the First Amendment rights of the over 170 million Americans who use the platform." It seems like the legal battle is once again going to be pretty tightly focused on the First Amendment here.
And national security. So the U.S. government's argument is that there's a major national security concern with TikTok, particularly maybe allowing the Chinese government to control an important, you know, broadcast portal to inform and entertain Americans. And that's a big, you know, gaping hole. That's what the U.S. government will be saying. And it's going to come down to likely the Supreme Court deciding which argument holds more water.
Yeah, and TikTok CEO said in that clip that we played, we will prevail in the courts again. And that is fair to your point earlier. You know, TikTok has fought similar battles in the courts before on First Amendment grounds and has fared well.
Exactly. You know, they were able to beat back that ban in Montana. They sort of seemingly were about to win against Donald Trump back in 2020 when this was first brought up. So they've been through this a few times, but they did lose this battle in Congress, and this bill did get signed into law, and that's probably been their biggest defeat so far.
We'll be right back.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? I mean, don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.
You're listening to Marketplace Tech. I'm Lily Jamali. We're back with Paresh Dave, senior writer at Wired. Well, on to our second story. The Federal Trade Commission is cracking down on non-compete clauses, Paresh. These are legal agreements that specify that a worker can't work for a competitor for a certain period of time after they leave a job. The FTC issued this rule earlier this week that bans non-competes. And this has been a big issue for tech workers. I wonder if you can first just set the table for us a little bit. You've been writing about the impact this could have on those workers, but how have big tech companies wielded these non-competes on workers historically?
So companies like Amazon have been particularly, aggressive in using non-competes. So when workers have wanted to, say, go from Amazon's cloud computing division to Google's cloud computing division or Microsoft's cloud computing division, which are all, you know, very big competitors, they've said, hey, you need to sit out for 1 year. You need to sit out for 18 months because you signed a non-compete when you joined Amazon, saying that you won't go to work for a competitor for some amount of time. That's potentially a year, 18 months that someone has to go without like a salary. I mean, it disincentivizes them to go to leave for a competitor, but their knowledge is in that space. So where else are they supposed to go?
Right. You say that this can trap workers. It can slow career advancement and wage increases as well. And in your article, you note that the FTC says about 1 in 5 U.S. workers across the board are bound by these clauses, but they do disproportionately affect workers in tech. So what does this change by the FTC mean for tech workers?
It's going to mean a lot more mobility, a much more opportunity to, you know, try out new things. Has one of the workers who, faced this enforcement of a non-compete by Amazon and by IBM said, the hundreds of thousands of dollars that these companies were spending on legal fees and, related fees to keep workers in their jobs now can go towards signing bonuses and recruiting new workers. So I think it's a big victory for workers. The flip side has GeekWire, a publication astutely pointed out, is that we could see more enforcement of NDAs or non-disclosure agreements and sort of related contractual provisions saying that you can't take trade secrets or your contact lists or documents from a company. We might see a lot more litigation around that where companies allege that workers are, stealing stuff on their way out.
Yeah, it's really helpful perspective. Thank you for that. And you also note in your article that California is among the states that already banned the enforcement of non-competes. I found this really interesting. That old law is credited for helping make Silicon Valley the innovation hub that it is today. Contrast that with Massachusetts, which has no such law and never really saw its tech corridor soar in the same way, you write. Great piece. We're going to have a link to that on marketplacetech.org. On to our third and final story, Tesla making news for its earnings report. Profits fell 55% in the first quarter. A sign of the times for the electric vehicle industry, for sales. I got to interview Energy Secretary Jennifer Granholm earlier in the year, who wasn't thrilled with a question that I asked about why EV demand has fallen off. We kind of met in the middle with growing but slowing. And so let me ask you first, is that your general view of the EV market right now?
Yeah, I mean, it's absolutely slowing. I think you've reported on this, that the industry got a bit too ahead of itself. There's a lot of concern that charging stations are insufficient or there's too many, chargers that don't work and people are concerned about dealing with that. We're also seeing people, stuck living in places that they don't exactly want to be in. So they're further from work because of the high mortgage rates. Maybe they're only commuting a couple days a week to the office so they can get away with keeping their gas guzzler or keeping their gas car for a little longer. So there's a lot of factors that are, keeping people from wanting to go after those EVs.
So with all that said, why are more players trying to get into the EV market right now? The latest example being Afila, this partnership between Sony and Honda, which had this huge display at this year's CES in Vegas and is now going into showcase mode.
Well, another example is the Vietnamese car maker VinFast. I've been seeing a lot of VinFast in Southern California recently. Their CEO, one of the a few billionaires in Southeast Asia, said yesterday he's going to pour $1 billion more dollars into that company, even though sales are somewhat shaky, because that's where the world's going. He sees that there's massive opportunity eventually, maybe not today. And so it's worth just getting there. So maybe we don't get too behind the times. We've gotten a little ahead, but we don't want to fall behind either.
Well, I want to dwell on Afila for a moment here. This is a car that seems like they're treating the car part as secondary almost. It's being marketed as an entertainment space. And, what do you know? Sony happens to make movies and video games. What are your thoughts on this?
I think it's also part of the wave of the future, right? I mean, we're expecting that a lot of these cars potentially could become autonomous over time. And there's been a lot of talk about, like, how do you make that a space that people want to be in and feel comfortable in? So I think this is part of a wave of testing that out.
That was Paresh Dave, senior writer at Wired. You can find the full video of this episode of Marketplace Tech Bytes Week in Review on our YouTube channel, Marketplace APM. And subscribe, if you haven't already, to watch us every Friday. Rosie Hughes produced this episode. Jesus Alvarado and Daniel Shin also produce our show. Lydia Ayeno is our intern. Gary O'Keefe and Brian Allison are our engineers. Daisy Palacios is our senior producer. Kelly Silvera is our executive producer. I'm Lily Jamali, and that's Marketplace Tech. This is APM.
With access to so much information, it's hard to feel like an informed, discerning citizen. That's why on Make Me Smart, which is a podcast from Marketplace, we make it easy for you to stay in the know. Hi, I'm Kai Rizdahl. Every weekday, Kimberly Adams and I unpack the latest from Washington, D.C.
The Senate Minority Leader has announced that he will step down as the Republican leader.
What's happening in AI? Don't buy at the top, but holy cow, artificial intelligence and all the companies related to it are the hot new thing. And we do the numbers.
So as a refresher, inflation is the rate of increase in the prices of things. It's not just sort of things getting more expensive. It's the speed at which things get more expensive.
Because in a world that's constantly changing, we all need to stay smart. Listen to Make Me Smart wherever you get your podcasts.